It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Ashley Webster.
I'm Kennedy.
I'm Jason Chaffetz, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. I'm John Saucier. There's a lot in limbo right now in Congress when it comes to funding our foreign allies, and some of those allies are in desperate need. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been in talks with President Biden and is now suggesting that separate funding bills be brought forth to dole out some of that money.
To make sure the United States keeps our word to our allies and partners to provide additional support for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A lot happening around the world right now, and on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., the debate on what to do with big issues involving the Middle East, the Indo-Pacific, and Ukraine are all on the table.
Well, obviously, we have to take very strong, decisive action to show Iran that the attack that was made over the weekend cannot go unnoticed.
We're talking about it today with California Congresswoman Young Kim. She's on the Foreign Affairs Committee and Financial Services Committee. The Republican represents California's 40th Congressional District.
So I'm glad the leadership quickly responded by putting forward a series of bills that related to showing how resolved we are, the United States and the members of Congress, in sending a strong message. We're not going to, let it go by without punishing them. So we cannot afford to embolden Iran, the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, any further. So Israel, as it is confronting a critical moment as it fights for its right to exist, Iran and its proxies continue to attack our greatest ally in the Middle East and the lone democracy in the region. So I'm glad that this week we're going to be seriously discussing and voting on several bills, including my own legislation, Iran's Counterterrorism Act. I just spoke on the floor on the need to pass that, and there will be several others that will be passing this week. So that's what we're doing right now, because the Iran's hostility is now become very direct. They are sending missiles and attacking Israel directly from Iranian soil.
Yeah, and maybe even helping out Hamas, too, with either funding or weaponry. We know that Iran has its proxy groups all over the place. They've been causing problems in the Middle East as well. Does your bill include any specific sanctions on Iran that we haven't seen so far used that you think might be effective in deterrence?
You know, my legislation, this is H.R. 6323, Iran Counterterrorism Act. It says that relevant sanctions can only be waived if Iran has ceased to support international terrorism. And if Iran has not done so, then the president still wants to invoke our national security interests to waive the sanctions. In the case where this comes during the August district work period, then they have the president has 60 days to give us the notification.
There was big doings in Washington today with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Those two articles of impeachment against him were delivered from the House over to the Senate. The Senate now will consider what to do with them. How do you feel about how this has played out? Do you think that Mayorkas has performed well, or do you think that he needs to go?
Well, Secretary Mayorkas refuses to do his job to ensure to secure the border and instead deflects blame, misleads Congress, and undermines the American people while enacting policy changes to worsen the crisis. He needs to do a better job because the border crisis is worse than ever under his watch, and he must be held accountable. So I hope the Senate takes these impeachment articles seriously, and I'm committed to finding border security solutions and urge the Biden administration to come to the table to do the same.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is still pretty new to his job, and already there are some Republicans who want him replaced. All this with big foreign aid packages hanging in the balance. We're talking about it today with California Republican Congresswoman Young Kim. You'll hear what she thinks about how Speaker Johnson has performed coming up next. Furthermore, House Speaker Mike Johnson has signaled he would like to see separate funding packages for some of our allies overseas. Now, earlier, the president had suggested we do one huge funding package for Israel, Ukraine, but also Taiwan. The speaker wants to break those up in order to debate them individually and also to give full transparency to the American public. You have talked on the case of Taiwan and ransomware attacks as well. Can you talk about how important it is to get some of this funding to our allies, specifically in Taiwan?
Especially in the case of Taiwan, and as also because I'm the chairwoman of the Indo-Pacific Subcommittee, this is an issue is on top of my priority right now. And I'm glad that the Speaker Johnson is moving forward to make sure the United States keeps our word to our allies and partners to provide additional support for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It's long overdue. So I look forward to reading the final text as it's been crafted right now to see what's in the final package. But at the end of the day, all I want to say is this: time is not on our side. And we cannot forget that our allies, our adversaries, both are watching us. We need to get Taiwan the weapons they need, because they already paid $19 billion worth. They already paid for it. We haven't delivered it. Xi Jinping is watching our leadership as we respond to Russia's aggression in Ukraine and the conflict in Middle East. If we don't show our leadership and project the strength on the world stage, we know Xi Jinping is eyeing Taiwan, and we need to equip Taiwan and make sure that they are not, attacked in any way. We need to help them as soon as possible. So the funding for Ukraine, Israel, Indo-Pacific, specifically Taiwan, is critically important, and we need to do it as soon as possible. And I'm glad the speaker said, well, it's changing every hour, I must say, right now. But he has signaled that we're going to address these bills, funding bills, separately for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. To me personally, whether it's done in a package or separately, we need to get it done.
Our guest today is California Congresswoman Young Kim. She's a Republican who serves on the Foreign Affairs Committee and the Financial Services Committee. Congresswoman, you mentioned Speaker Johnson. There's a push led by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene right now to replace the speaker. Are you in favor of that? And how do you think Speaker Johnson's performed so far since he's had the gavel?
Look, Speaker Johnson was dealt a very bad card to deal with. Under the circumstance, I think he's doing a great job. The important thing is, for everybody to listen very carefully, we cannot get things done without a speaker. We witnessed it last October. Look, I don't think there is anyone that I agree with 100%. We're all representing our districts. But vacating Speaker Johnson right now only helps Xi Jinping, Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin, the Ayatollahs, and drug cartels funneling fentanyl through our border. So we cannot do anything without a speaker. This would be a horrible move for our country and our global standing. I cannot emphasize that enough. Bad move. Don't do it.
Okay. Nice and clear message there. Something we always appreciate, especially from California Congresswoman Young Kim. Thanks for being with us, Congresswoman, on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.